I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Muslim Ladies once more. I have the pleasure to be your host. You're listening to Asma, and here with me, I have a very dear guest. Sister Nahid is with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum to you and all your dear listeners. I am so honored to be with you.
Thank you for being here. Well, once more, just to clarify for everyone who has just joined us, give us a brief introduction about yourself. What are you doing?
Sure. I'm graduated from TFO, and it's been a while that I'm conducting various researches on Muslim women issues.
That's very interesting. So you have ladies' research.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very interesting. We have you in here to help us with some more about commitment. Like previously on Muslim Lady, we were talking about commitments, the rules and the tips on commitments. We said that in today's life, everything has changed. Like people need to get more of attention about their own lives. You said that as the very first steps to get committed, or at least to have a more committed relationship, you have to know yourself. And this knowing comes through either educating yourself or visiting someone who is potentially able of doing that for us, like a therapist, like a person who's wise enough to share all those information with us. The second tip was to take care of this relationship, as far as I remember, and attention. Giving much more of attention about this plant that you already are planting with your own hands. So as for today, we're going to get into some more of details.
Yeah, the fourth factor or point that can help us build a commitment, a better commitment in our life, that I would like to mention today is never stop talking to each other, never stop spending quality time with each other. What I mean is that in today's world, people are getting busy, and we totally understand this. It's something natural.
It's relatable because it happens to all of us.
Yeah, it is happening to all of us every day, every moment we are
sort of
experiencing
thing.
This. But what is sad is that after a while, like after 2 years, 5 years, for some people even 1 year, after they get to know each other, after they make sure that that professional man, that good woman is going to be my wife or husband.
That perfect picture they had in their head.
And they believe that they have that person within themselves, next to themselves, in their lives. They stop spending time with that person.
And they start to take it for granted.
Yeah, and that is where we see commitment being ruined. Like, they are not following each other. They're not being with each other. They're just living in the same house, under the same roof.
It's like a dorm. And they just come to it to sleep.
Yeah, and that really hurts. It is hurting the lives of today.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We have too many cases of divorce in which women, or especially women, we see this with women a lot. Like, men are complaining about it maybe less. Although we also have some men who are not okay with this, and they feel like their wives are not caring about them.
But, well, I should say always women are the victims, because they are the ones who would
most
love
of the
to
times.
Speak to the other person.
Yeah,
but
most
then
of the times.
Men are used to not talking too much.
Yes, but these days women are changing as well. We have to accept
this
at the same time.
Yes, like, they're changing.
Their beliefs, their wants and needs, their interests, they are changing.
Their
and
goals and their perspectives. Everything
yeah,
is changing.
And sometimes we have those cases as well, but they are rare, at least fewer than the cases of women. When the other partner, when their husbands stop dating, stop spending time with them, stop talking to them, stop going out with them and understanding them, that is the point that women start to complain and not like that life anymore.
And women, of course, are very sensitive about being taken for granted.
Yeah.
When they are just there and they start to realize that, okay, I'm just being something like the other objects in the house, then everything starts to go down a problematic cliff.
Yeah, and when they realize that this is happening in their lives, it can be the root of the divorce. It can be the root of too many problems. Even if they don't divorce or even if they don't feel up for their divorce, they still have that complaint with their life, with their husbands, and it is affecting their lives.
So I would take this lesson from what you said, that do not let things go into a problematic era by going through a distance.
Yeah.
Don't let distance get in the middle of your relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And we shouldn't just stop at any points. Okay, if that girl whom I really liked and was interested in is my wife right now, it doesn't mean that I shouldn't care about her anymore.
Yeah, I have her already. I don't have to try for, letting her flourish the best out of herself.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And that is what really matters in today's world.
Yeah, so much. In today's world in which nobody talks to the other people. Everybody has got a cell phone in their hand and they're so busy with whatever they have to do, like their job. This is just the very introduction to today's episode. Let's go have a sip of water and then we'll be back. Listening to Muslim Lady. This is Arab English Radio. I am Asma and Sister Nahid is telling us some very interesting stuff about how to stay committed in relationships. Up until now, we've been through too much, but the gist of it all, I could be the very thing that in order to stay committed, make sure to know that this is not something that you have done it by force. At the very first point when you started it, you had a lot of love in your heart. And right now, this love is just like a plant. It needs care and attention. You must be supportive. You must care about it. You must prioritize your time for it. You have to take care of it.
Yeah.
How you're going to do that, you have to have a perfect interaction and understanding, mutual understanding of the other person. And all of these things need sort of skills. And we said that if you think you're not a kind of person who already has those skills, or even if you think that you cannot educate yourself on these stuff, you can actually consult other people, like a therapist, a wise person, I don't know, someone who's more experienced, more skilled.
Yeah, and the other thing that I would like to mention, referring to the previous point that we talked about, which was just spending some quality time with your partner, with your husband or wife, here I'm going to mention a topic, which is the financial issues and financial details of life.
Yeah.
This is something that, you know, usually these days, I have seen this a lot, like husbands, they have too many financial problems.
Exactly.
That is the reason for them being quiet and not talking to the other people. Like they're at home, just bombarded with lots
they
of problems.
They've turned into stones.
Yeah, and they try not to talk.
Yeah.
Like they prefer to just think about the problems in their mind.
They just overthink about the things they cannot do anything about.
Yeah, and they don't talk because of this, because they are so depressed. They're under the pressure of life. Mm-hmm. But if we understand that it's okay for couples to talk about money, financial problems, and even the details, it's like they have a frank conversation with each other in which they even talk about the details of their life. This two-member team can work much better.
Exactly.
Like they are spending time with each other, they are solving the problems, and nobody's overthinking. Like at that moment that the husbands are thinking about the problems and they are being under the pressure, the wives are thinking about their husbands not caring about them. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's happening in the mind of that man.
Yeah.
They just think like, okay, maybe he doesn't like me anymore. But that man is maybe thinking about the way to solve these problems and manage their lives, so that they can meet the expectations of their wives.
That's why I always say that if there's a love, if there's a deep love, then nothing would ever destroy that. Like, even in financial problems, when you love each other, like, and then you become each other's shoulder, and anytime you have a problem, you come and talk to each other, then, you know, when a problem is shared, half of the burden is gone.
Yeah, for sure. Because this is a life for two people. Yeah. Those two people have to work with each other. They have to stand next to each other for the betterment of that life. We cannot say, like, the man is going to just worry about these mm-hmm. problems and the wives are just going to worry yeah. about their husbands not caring about
exactly.
them. This is a mutual relationship.
Yeah. By the way, just thinking about the word commitment made me think of the very thing that I hear a lot. Like many people, many youngsters right now prefer not to marry because yeah. they are afraid of commitment.
Yeah, and that is rooted in them not knowing themselves, not knowing what life is. You know, they are personal problems. Like mm-hmm. they may not even know how to handle their own problems.
Exactly.
So they prefer not to marry so that they won't make anyone else just be in their life with lots
of problems.
Get
engaged with the problems
yeah,
they're suffering
and
from.
Double the problems in yeah. their lives. They are somehow good, you know, sometimes I think like this point, which is bad in the society, like youngsters not getting married is not something good. It hurts the society.
Yeah.
But it has one positive aspect, maybe this one positive aspect, that is they came to the understanding of their own problems.
Yeah.
Like this decision is better than just marrying and not knowing anything about life and then having the divorce and hurting the other people as well.
If they go through the education process, like
yeah.
if they are thinking about it consciously, that, okay, I'm not going to get into this commitment unless I have enough of knowledge about
yeah.
whatever going on around me, this is going to be good. But if they're doing this under the pretext that, okay, this is my life, I
no,
have the
choice.
No,
that is not good.
Yeah, this one is hurting the society
yeah, it's
so
harmful.
Much.
It is not good for even their personal lives. And that is harmful for their life. Like, if they come to the realization that they cannot marry, and
yeah.
then they decide for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a disease, I have a cold, I go visit my doctor.
Exactly, I don't live it just like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but what if I say, okay, I have a cold, so I'm going to stand this, and I have a cold. I'm going to continue my life
yeah.
without caring about
Nobody
this.
Would do that. But yeah. unfortunately, why I brought this up, because I can see it among many people. The youngsters are not willing to marry just because they're afraid of commitment and responsibility.
Yeah, and
they
educated.
Think, unfortunately, based on whatever they see in society, they think like they could have everything for fun and free.
Yeah. Yeah, that is what is happening.
And this is so, so problematic.
I refer it to social media.
Unfortunately.
Everything
again,
is so available.
Media.
Yeah, everything is so available that they don't even bother themselves thinking about real world.
And like, solving the problems they already have.
Yeah, and they understand it. Most of them, I'm going to say, most of the young people who make a stand against marriage, they know their problems.
They
came
know.
To the understanding that there are some problems within themselves.
But they're so preoccupied
yeah.
with other stuff
exactly.
that they cannot
they're not
think
doing
about
anything.
Solving the problem. Yeah,
yeah.
unfortunately.
And they cannot even find some time, think deeply about it, decide
mm-hmm.
for it, make a decision, solve the problem.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Muslim ladies out there who are listening to us, they already know how to think and they already know what is the best for them.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
We already have talked about prioritizing our time, different times in different sessions in Muslim Lady. How do we have to... There's no one who's against media. Media has got two sides, good points and bad points. The good points are going to teach you a lot of stuff to improve yourself, but the bad points are going to be destructive, so destructive.
Yeah.
So much that they would take the hours of your life from you. And time is something, it's a non-refundable check. Like when it's gone forever.
Definitely.
And this is so interesting for everyone to notice.
And the lack of education for working with media is something that is also hurting people. Like, they are not trained enough for how to work with them, what to consider in social media, and how to have their own real life.
So, another point in here, another check from the checklist of whatever they were talking about, is the fact that Now that you are accepting a relationship, now that you're creating this world of your own self, you have to be committed. And for this commitment, I guess one of the very important things is to control the amount of time you devote for media. So thank you, Sister Nahi.
My pleasure.
And thank you, dear ladies who stood with us today. Like, this is all the time that we have for today's episode. I hope it comes effective for you. This is all the time that we had until another session. I leave you to God's never sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges.